Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is World Wide Web Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. Steve Cypress here, and I don't know if you saw the show yesterday. They had it on TV on various channels, various portions of it, and of course the highlights playing over and over. Once again, the tech giant CEOs headed to Congress, although this time, thanks to shutdown, lockdown, authoritarian, arbitrary BS, they do it virtually. But they were called up in front of another committee, something or other, Senate, whatever committee, on their biased and arbitrary and ridiculous monopolistic actions that they're taking. In particular, you had the conservative members of Congress are really upset that Twitter and Facebook, you know, last time Google, Twitter, and Facebook all said, we'll never let that happen again. They can't believe that Trump got elected, since they can manipulate everything they want. And they made sure of it this time with all their manipulating the search results that Google did, Facebook and Twitter shutting down accounts and putting warning labels up on anything the president said or anybody around him said, and shutting down all the conservative accounts. And then you got the liberals, which don't think they go far enough to shut. They think they should permanently throw Trump off of Twitter and not allow anything he says and this and that, and not allow groups. Like, there was a group Facebook just took down yesterday, some pro-Trumper group of people. I think it was called Stop the Steal. But anything. Anyway, they took the whole group down with tons of people in it, all talking about voter fraud and how the election was rigged, and we got to stop the anti-Trumpers from stealing the election. Facebook just took the group down, and their excuse in their arbitrary authoritarian world was something like, well, they might incite violence if we let them keep going. Nice. So you got the liberals not liking them, the conservatives not liking them, and even though they play the usual typical CEO games whenever they're called up in front of a judge or Congress or anything with the, I don't recall, or I don't know about that, or I'll have to get back to you, or let me check for you, or whatever. No matter how much blatant bias was shown on both sides of the aisle by everybody, they kept making excuses, and I think they're getting to wit's end. But here's the deal. Mark Zuckerberg has called before for telling Congress straight out, I think you should regulate us. Like, what a typical anti-American, anti-freedom, way off leftist thing to say. I want more government regulations over life. Yeah, you rulers ought to rule over us because we don't know what to do. That is, in my opinion, an excuse so Zuckerberg can say, see, we have to. We have to do this, we have to do that. But it's because they can't be an adult and police themselves and say, we'll take care of it. You don't need to regulate and make rules and laws. We can manage ourselves and have some personal responsibility here. No, the leftist response is, oh, we need some more. There ought to be a law. We need some more government control. We're too weak and childish to take care of ourselves. Please tell us when we have to wear masks and when we have to shut down our businesses and when we have to not have more than 6 people over within 20 feet on Thanksgiving and all that kind of BS. That's always weak people that don't believe in their own or anyone else's personal responsibility, which of course goes against everything the country was founded on. No longer the land of the free and the home of the brave. Half of America wants this to be the land of the overregulated and the home of the fearful. But anyway, change is definitely coming. Regulation is definitely coming on Congress. They can almost, two sides almost never do anything bipartisan other than raising the debt ceiling and raising their own salaries and spending and borrowing more money. Other than that, they pretty much never agree on anything. But in this case, they agree, and there'll be some regulation coming, and social media will be changing. Speaking of which, this Parler, which I spoke about last Worldwide Wednesday, Worldwide Web Wednesday, still the hottest app there is in the App Store and the Google Play Store, and hundreds of thousands of people flocking to it. It's an alternative to Twitter, which does not believe in censoring and doesn't make excuses up like, well, we censored that post because we are advancing the conversation. Nice try, Jack. That's called shutting down the conversation and putting in your own two cents, which I notice you don't do too often on, like, the Ayatollah's posts. You just do it on conservative Americans' posts. Imagine that. Interesting how that happens. But anyway, there'll be some regulation coming there, but there is not the taking down and the censoring of opinions on Parler. There's a few rules of what you can and can't do, like you can't do pornography, you can't spam people and put irrelevant, nasty comments on people. But otherwise, it's a free-for-all there. And I had somebody ask me yesterday, should I go on Parler? You know, I joined Facebook and I just come on here just to kind of catch up with friends and family. You know, the original reason that social media existed, because it's fun. It was a party. Like, let's reconnect with friends I knew. And you know, right away, Facebook would recommend, oh, here's your high school classmates and you're this and that. What, oh, this is fun. It's long since past fun. First of all, it's big business for those of us and others that make money off of social media. But also it's in this toxic political climate we've been in, and with these shutdowns and lockdowns and all the arguments over that, it's been a real toxic environment. And I have practiced strict social media distancing for a while now, other than to come on here every day and record my daily Facebook Live video here on facebook.com/smallbizhelp, like I've been doing every day since March of 2017. But otherwise, I just can't get involved too much with it. But this person said, should I sign up on Parler? And, oh, there was like 30 or 40 crazy comments of like, yeah, if you like right-wing Nazism, and only if you like lunatic conspiracy theories. And then a few people like, well, of course you should. I've been on there for years, and there's, you know, it's great and it's fantastic and whatever. And you know, so there's all these comments. And I just said, like, look, and I'm saying it right here, like, I'm missing out on why not. Like, why would you constrict yourself to only one platform of communication? What if Facebook goes the way, or when it goes the way of MySpace and other sites and other internet properties that come and go? They all do. Or what if they put some new rules you don't like, or they start charging or whatever? You're going to want to like the fact that you've been on another site for a while and are putting together a following and telling your friends and family to follow you there. And besides, what's wrong with having two of them? Last I checked, Parler is free to sign up and takes a few minutes to sign up. So what's the downside? I'm missing it. I don't see the downside. The worst thing happens, like I told her, was you sign up on there, you never really use it, and later on you can either just keep ignoring it or you can delete your account, whatever, but not sign up. Like, why not? It's free. It takes a few minutes. It's not a lot of cost in either time or money, if you ask me. So I would go over there. I recommend going over there and signing up. Doesn't mean that you leave everywhere else you're at. Means you go there too. You check it out. You see what's going on. And if you build a following or like what's going on over there, then you stick there. I mean, I continue to shake my head every time people complain about being censored. And I know plenty of people that have been shadow banned and their accounts shut down and their tweets and their Facebook posts taken down and this and that. And they keep complaining. I'm like, you keep complaining, but you keep using the obvious leftist site that hates your pro-Trumper stuff. Like, go somewhere else. I mean, if you show up every day to a restaurant and go, I hate this food. I hate the food. The prices are too high. The service is terrible. I get food poisoning. And then you keep coming back. That's how people treat Twitter and Facebook and Google. Like, yeah, they're all evil. So maybe we ought to stop using him instead of be babies and lean on Congress and go, hey, Congress, please do something about it. Please regulate him. Like, what the heck? Wake up. Be an adult. Grow up and stop using it and go somewhere else. And believe me, there's a few alternatives. Parler and others have, of course, many fewer users than Twitter and Facebook. But it's only by people going there, starting to use it, number one, it'll grow. And number two, Facebook and Twitter might get a hint and stop acting all ridiculously biased and authoritarian and arbitrary. So, as always, it's our freedom. And in the capitalistic world, Twitter and Facebook can do all that stuff. They can ban any tweet and post and take anything down and do anything they want. It's private business. You don't like it, go somewhere else. That's the answer. Or act like a baby and beg Congress to do something about it. Your choice. I suggest as an entrepreneur, if you're watching this video or a business owner, you make the choice of self-responsibility and take your own action and don't wait until somebody in a far-off land that someone else voted for decides to pass some bill and take some action to protect you. Protect yourself. Stop using it if you don't like it. Maybe they'll get the hint and change, maybe not, and you'll stay off it. I mean, I got on Facebook and Twitter, I think, in 2008, so 13 years ago, I didn't need them. Why do I need them now? Anyway, that'll do it for World Wide Web Wednesday. Your choice, as always. I suggest you go the route of personal responsibility. I'm a big fan of that, which is why I choose to live in the United States of America. And speaking of which, I'll be back tomorrow. On the Throwback Thursday, I will catch you then. Thanks for being here today. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making.